Well, three-time All-Star Jamie Barron is now the longest-serving member of the Waterford hurling squad. He was named joint captain of the Daisha earlier this year alongside Stephen Bennett. I caught up with the four-mile waterman last week at the launch of the Munster Championships in Parkyqueeve, and I asked him firstly about the recent warm weather training camp to Portugal.
We're after a good week's work out there, I suppose. Tough week out in the heat, I suppose, but we got a lot of work done and a lot of work that was needed to be done, I suppose, but plenty more still to do in the run into the championship. I suppose we're happy with where we are at the moment, but plenty more ground to be made up.
How much did you enjoy training as a professional for a week?
Sure, it's great. It gives you, I suppose, a taste for what professionals actually do, you know. If you could be a professional, you would, I suppose, but look, we made the most of the camp out there. We got the most we could out of ourselves, I think, for the week. Wasn't easy, I suppose, in those conditions, but we made the most of it anyway, and we're happy coming back that we had a good workload put in, and we're in a good place after it, I feel.
How would you reflect on the league overall?
I think we're actually happy enough with how the league went. We tried out a lot of new things. We found out a few things that work and a few things that probably don't, and we've a lot of work to actually do to rectify a few things. But I suppose every team is the same. I suppose there'll only be one winner of the league at the end of the day, and every other team is trying to play catch up to that. So yeah, we've a lot of work to do. We're in the process of doing it, and we're hoping that it'll all come right for us now in about 2 weeks.
The last time we saw you in the league, Jamie, was that red card against Tipperary. What was going through your head when that red card came out?
Sure, obviously disappointed, and I suppose your heart would sink a bit, but sure, look, these things happen, I suppose. It was spur of the moment. There wasn't much in it, I don't think. But the linesman obviously flagged something and I had to go. So yeah, disappointing, and you'd be hoping that it wouldn't be happening again, you know, and into the championship now we'll be making sure to keep a lid on any red cards for any players throughout the championship, because I suppose it's detrimental to the team and it's just not what we need going forward.
Yeah, when you were going off, were you kind of feeling that, God, you don't want to have this feeling again?
Yeah, of course. I suppose you never want to have a feeling like that. And I suppose when I got the red card, the game kind of swung Tipperary's way in a bad way. You know, they got a few goals straight away, and it just showed the margins of error, I suppose, when something like that happens, another team can just easily click into gear and then that's it, game over, you know. So lessons learned, I think, anyways, Moss.
Yeah. How does the preparation this year compare to last year, Jamie, when you were going into the Munster Championship as league winners?
Yeah, sure, it's very different to first this year. I suppose there was no real championship run in last year, given we had 2 weeks from the final to the first round, you know. So this year is very different. We've kind of a 5-6 week run in, which I think is good in a way, to be honest with you. Gives you a bit of time to get a good bit of training on the get a good bit of analysis done on ourselves and the other teams within Munster, I suppose, and try to figure a way to get the required points to make sure we get out of Munster.
How frustrating was last year for you, Jamie, in terms of injuries? You went off early in the Clare game, and I don't think you played a full 70 minutes all year long.
Yeah, obviously it was a very frustrating year. It was something I wasn't used to, and I suppose being injured requires a bit of getting used to. It's something that you wouldn't want to be getting used to, but it's a different mind frame. And as well, you're kind of against the clock, I suppose, rushing back, trying to get to this game and that game, and I suppose it was detrimental for me for me, and as the year panned out. It ended up I didn't play much at all after putting in a lot of effort trying to get on the field. So, yeah, it'd be something I'd be hoping that wouldn't be coming down the line again too soon.
Yeah, I'm sure this is a question that you've been asked quite often, Jamie, but can you put your finger on where it all went wrong for you last year?
To be honest, I find it hard to figure out what went right or what went wrong for us. We were going very well, I suppose, 2 weeks prior to two bad losses in the space of a week, you know, so it's very hard to figure out what was the actual cause of that. But look, this year we'll be going with a strong mindset to make sure that I suppose a capitulation is what you call it won't be reoccurring. And I suppose the feelings from coming out of Venice that day, I suppose they were extremely bad feelings, you know. It was a gut wrenching performance up there that we put in, and it wasn't good enough. And it'll be something we'll be aiming that'll never occur again while we're around playing.
How did David Fitzgerald break the news to you, Jamie, that you were going to be joint captain for the year along with Stephen Bennett?
I suppose he just called in a few of the elder players that have been around the panel for a period of time, and he said he picked myself and Stephen, and we've Tighe and Connor in the vice captain role. Look, there's a lot of players there that have leadership roles, or I suppose other captaincy roles. It's not just myself or Stephen. There's a good 7-8 of us there who we chat a lot and we discuss a lot of things that might need to be fixed, or if things are going on in the background, how we can sort them. But look, I suppose it's just the captain is the name given to me and Stephen. The rest of them are doing the exact same job as what myself and him do. And look, it's great to have good fellas around you, and the management as well, like, give us everything and offer us everything to help us in how we help the team out. And look, it's a privilege, obviously, as I said before, and we'll be going and giving it our best and hoping for a good year ahead.
Who was the first person that you told that you were going to be joint captain of Waterford?
I suppose it was my mother. I suppose my mother would always text me late after a train to make sure I got home safe, and I suppose I told her then, and so she was delighted, and I suppose she passed around the message, and you get a few more messages, and look, that's the way it goes. I suppose family at the end of the day is everything, and when they are happy, you're happy, and that's the main thing, I suppose. And I suppose it's good news, isn't it, overall.
How much of a kick did they get out of seeing both yourself and Tom now representing the Waterford senior hurlers, Jamie?
Sure, I suppose they mightn't tell you even as much how much enjoyment they do get, but you'd know that they get a lot, I suppose. They get a lot of days out, and they go away for nights here and there when we're playing league games and so on, and things that they mightn't do necessarily if we weren't playing, you know. And they get to go off with their group of friends, and they enjoy the nights before the matches and the nights after the matches, and I suppose they have the crack, and I suppose they're pushing on, I suppose, into their later years, we'll say, and not that old now yet, but they really enjoy going to the matches, and I suppose they're our best supporters, and they're the ones that are there for in the bad days and the good days, and sure, look, you wouldn't have it any other way.
Just finally, Jamie, away from the hurling field, what are you doing work-wise at the moment?
I'm from teaching just outside Dungarvan there in Coolnessmere, and I'm there, this is my third year there now, teaching sixth class, so look, it's great, it's a great school, the good country school, and it's very similar to Ballymac where I'm from, and you'd see yourself and the kids, and they're great, they have great energy and great enthusiasm for sport and learning and so on, so look, I really enjoy it up there, and it's great to be up there and great to have a job and great to be able to get out of bed in the morning and go to work.
Well, Waterford captain Jamie Barron, thanks a million for your time today, and all the best in the Munster Championship.
And thanks, Moses.
Dispossessed by Austin Gleeson down in the corner of Hill 16. Lovely diagonal ball to Jamie. Jamie takes a shot. It's a goal! What a goal by Jamie Barron! Austin Gleeson from the corner flag looked up, saw the four-bound man. He got a clinker against Kilkenny. That was even a better goal. But what a pass. Pinpoint pass by Ozzy Gleeson. Over to Jamie Barron, and he rattled the goal at Hill 16. Waterford back in front, tearing forward as he has been right from the get-go here. Gets the ball away to Colin Dunford, likes the open spaces. The Collingham Express gone inside the 65, flicks the ball away to Jamie in space. Jamie's gone in near the 20 metre line. Chance for Jamie, what can he do? Back into that goal! What a goal for Waterford! Jamie Barron with Colin Dunford. The Collingham Express showed his pace, opened up the defence, gave it to Jamie Barron, and the Blue and White maybe it'd be outnumbered 10-1, but they're not at this stage, Stephen.
No, look, Tommy Ryan, Granahan, and Marish had a column, but when you get the ball, they're hungry, they're running for it, they don't want to let it go, they're running straight at him, they're cutting him open.
Jamie being called ashore here, he's done his bit. A smile is on Derek McGrath's face.
Well, that's all for this edition of Lauren the Parka. Thanks a million for your company as always. Until next time, Slánga fóin.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.